Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 31st week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, cleaning away the spiritual clutter. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33, Jesus isn't telling us to stop loving our family members, nor does he want us to reject them or disregard their feelings and their needs. The original Greek word used here, which we translate as hate, actually means love less. To be Christ's disciples, we have to love him more than anyone else. Our personal relationship with God is our top priority. Nor is Jesus telling us to empty our houses and bank accounts to give everything to the poor. Rather, he's warning us to not let possessiveness get in the way of our relationship with him. If we have something we can share and we see someone who needs it, but we cling to it, we are not clinging to Jesus who has come to us in the form of that needy person. Do you care more about possessing the approval of others than God's approval? If so, you're not following Jesus. Do you possess a destructive habit or pattern? It's probably filling a hole in your life because you haven't brought Jesus into it. I once had a friend who smoked cigarettes because his parents did, even though they suffered and died from smoking-related illnesses. Although he considered himself to be pro-life, he refused to quit and slowly killed himself because it made him feel closer to mom and dad. What's cluttering your relationship with God? Anything that we hold on to because it seems important, if it's not helping us grow closer to God, and if it can't be used for his purposes, it's worthless junk and it gets in our way. It's meaningless, even when we give it great importance. What if the priest asks for increased donations? Is it easy for us to give more, or is ownership of the money getting in the way of our trust in Jesus? Today's first reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18, tells us that in everything we do, we should do it without grumbling. Yet we grumble when the pastor asks for an increase in donations. We grumble when a pesky relative needs our help. We grumble when the sun rises and we face the day's workload. We grumble when we can't work and someone asks us to use our free time in a parish ministry that we've never done before. Grumbling is another attachment that gets in the way of our relationship with God. Has complaining ever really helped? And what kind of a witness is this? Does it uplift the people who must hear it? Pay attention to the grumbling you do today. Unless you're saying it to some sort of counselor, it's probably not helping you grow emotionally or spiritually. Jesus endured the worst pain of all, and yet he never uttered one word of complaint. For God is the one who, for his good purpose and plans, works in you and through you. Do everything he asks you to do without grumbling or questioning. When our friendship with Jesus is truly our highest priority, not just when it's convenient or feels good, but all the time, our trust in him is perfected and we follow him wherever he goes, without questioning his purposes or complaining about his plans.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.